I said, I want my first one to be a boy, then I want two girls, and I don't want no more. And he really blessed me that I ain't have no more Columbus. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I called him. Why? Because it's under my control, right? The very house I live in now, right? When I was a struggling regional vice president, I used to drive through these neighborhoods in this very community I live in now. I'm the only African, I'm just like, I'm the only African-American within 4 miles of me. All on every side. But I said, one day, talk to me, Columbus, one day I'm going to live in this community. I love the story that Columbus shares, man, about the house he's living in. Walked up on them daggum people house and said, I want to buy your house. What kind of audacity is that? But you see where he's sitting right now. Mm-hmm. See, you thinking that it does, that it has to do with environmental. I'm gonna upset you. You think it has to do with prayer. Uh-oh. God said he want to give me the desires of my heart. He didn't say he want to give me the desires of his heart. Oh, okay. Y'all believe some of the Bible. He says he wants me to be blessed and prosper and be in good health, even as my soul prosper. All I got to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. So wait a minute. You think that only had to do with the church house? This has to do with every area of my life. Now, at the same token now, he's going to bless every man to his several ability. This ain't no name it and claim it now. It's something you got to go do. Seed time and harvest time. Seed time and harvest time. If Columbus and Allison didn't put in all them seeds, they wouldn't have the harvest they have today. Taking the business all the way back to Hawaii, bringing it to St. Louis, bringing it back to Virginia. Seeds, harvest. Now, based on you doing these seeds, then the Spirit says, what do you want in return for these seeds? Then you get to fill in the blank. But the problem is that we too soft. Sometimes you're too humble. If my father has a cattle on 1,000 hills, well, why would I be broke? So we just have, Columbus and I, we have a different level of expectation of what God can and will do. I just believe in, and we've been on that, Jessica. I mentioned that to you. We about to jump off Columbus. All right. But listen, I mentioned that because our explosion in my business goes back about 5 months ago to a 10-day fast that my leadership team did. Mm-hmm. And now I do a fast every week. My commitment to the Father is you get a day every week. Now there's some things I want. Mm-hmm. See, I talk different to the Father. I talk different to God. This ain't no, y'all, first of all, y'all got this vision of him being white and long, white beard and all this old jazz. First of all, he's an entity. Right, but I'm talking like we talking right now. Hey, listen, God, this $50,000 a month that I was making a year ago, this ain't working. Now, here's what my expectation is: we need to be here, and this is the time frame that I want to have it happen in. I said I want to have it happen in because you can ask him for whatever you want, but you don't get to determine the time frame. He has to be the one that determines that. Now, sometimes he'll give it to you. Sometimes he'll say, wait. Yes, no, or wait. Those are God's answers. Yes, no, or wait. And the only reason why it's ever no is because it's going to hurt you. Otherwise, the answer is always yes. It's going to hurt you or somebody else. How about that? It's going to hurt you or somebody else. If it's not going to hurt you or going to hurt somebody else, yes. Now, what about when, God? Well, wait a minute now. You're not ready, Joe Ward, for $200,000 a month. That's why you ain't made it, because you wouldn't have been a good steward over it. You wouldn't have gave me mine. You wouldn't have helped the community. You wouldn't have made sure your taxes paid. You wasn't a good steward over that. When I gave you $100,000 a month before, you wasn't a good steward. So I can't give you $200,000 until you learn how to do that. All right, God, well, I done figured out how to do that. All right, well, here come the money then. Because he's never going to be the author of confusion. So we understand those things, right? And again, lastly, man, we got to get this SNSD done. And we got to get this million done. Y'all don't understand. This ain't about you. And it's not about the politics. It's about our people. See, when an African-American or Hispanic leader, because that's all that's running Primerica today, it's our time. Whether it be African-American or Hispanic, which is cut from the same cloth, when one of us win, we all win, especially in times like this. Man, we need good stories. We need inspirational stories. See, y'all as a base shop got to rise up to make it happen for the people. Yes, marching is great. Yes, sometimes we got to burn something down to get their attention. But boy, nothing they hate more than to see us actually win. That's how you really send a message. That one of ours ascends to the next level. So Columbus, man, we'll do this anytime, man, but we really want to see it happen, man. Please give Allison our love. I'm jumping off fast. I got to jump on another Zoom. Love you guys. Base shop, let's take it to the next level. In the next 90 days, you guys could be $100,000 base shop.
Let's go do it.
In the next 90 days, y'all can be $100,000 base shop. And when that happens, 8-9 months later, y'all are $1 million higher. Hope to see y'all do it. Love you, brother.
Great job. Guys, look, man, definitely heard from one of the greatest leaders, guys. In Primerica right now, guys, you're talking about somebody that's focused. You're talking about somebody that's intense right now.